Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Friday evening, September 6th. It is Friday night, means paranormal night. If you are just tuning in for the first time, your host tonight is Ron Ametron, and his website is creationlightship.com. Ron is a light being. He connects directly to our source and heals us through our source and the being that created us. You cannot get anywhere any more thorough healing than tonight. And we have a wonderful show planned for you with lots of healings and lots of information. If you want to go to the website, you can sign up for Ron's emails, and you will get these reminders. Very importantly, what's going on for the month of September is Saturday, September 14th, there will be a four-hour healing call where you'll be on Creation Lightship for that whole time and also be able to charge 7 bottles of water. I usually do a gallon, 7 gallons, and I have a gallon for each day of the week. And then there are 3 8-hour calls, and those will be September 15th, September 22nd, and September 29th. Those calls are 8 hours long, and the whole time you're on Creation Lightship being healed by the beings that created you and know how to actually heal you. And right now, if you would either scroll down on the BBS page or go to creationlightship.com and bring up the picture of the light being. And as soon as Ron comes on the show, he will activate that picture for all of us with peace energy that we can experience throughout this entire show this evening. So now I'll say hello to Ron.
Hi, so here we go, everybody. Just cut off our entity call a little bit ago. So if you're feeling great if you're on the call. And let's energize the light beam now to bring in peace energy around you and into your body, into your room that you're sitting in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy for some people who may need a little bit more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for reminding me about that wonderful entity call that we had this afternoon. Ron also, in addition to the other special calls for the month of September, he does 1-hour calls 4 days a week that start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Today was the entity clearing, and wow, we really need that, Ron. Each day there's something different, but since today was entities, can you explain for a moment why we have to clear entities and what they do to us in our lives?
Okay, the entities, it's kind of very simple. That you get attracted to them all the time, or they attract, or they cling on to you and they body hop. And the whole process is that we take these things on and into us. And then they will change our personality sometimes, our handwriting, make you think that you're not very smart one day because they're running you. So entities can start to run your body. And when they do so, then you may not know what you have done during the whole day. So entities are a thing that you really don't want to have. How do you get entities? Well, let's say you go to your hairdresser and you have a haircut. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of entities that are body hopping from different people. And all of a sudden, you may walk out of there feeling a little different. So that's one way they come into you. If you go to a hospital, heaven forbid, you're set up and going to have tons of these things in you. You know, lots and lots and lots. So not a good situation. So anyway, I don't want to sound too bad there, but that's where entities reside a lot, in hospitals. And unfortunately, that's where they are. And much like most of the graveyards now are cleared out. So if you go to a graveyard, you may not actually see or feel the entities. You might give that a try, some people who are more sensitive, but I think most of the graveyards are being cleared out now. Another situation is people shake your hand, hug you, then they body hop from one person to the next. And you don't want to have these. So that's the whole thing is what's going on in your life, how are they affecting you, and also how they're changing your personality, because you may not even understand what they are, and they can bring you pain and problems. If you have pain in your body, then naturally they can come into you and give you that pain from somebody else. So the whole thing is a problem. So I'll do an entity clearing for people. So if you have some pain in your body, just kind of look at it now, sense where it is, and we'll just see if we can help to release it by releasing entities. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Kind of heavy. 8, 9, and 10. And one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you again here.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And just to let everyone know, I'm sorry, were you through?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, we'll see if we have any information or questions from people.
Okay. I just wanted to say there is a whole life, in addition to the Friday call, which is only $20, you can also do a whole life entity healing, and then that can you can purchase that for forever, and then you can keep updating it. And once you're practiced at that, and I know for myself and my family, once you know when you're being affected by entities, you know. So you know you can, you know, then clear it right away because you just can feel that energy that something has taken you over. And I just want to say that if anyone would like to send an email, it is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can put comments or questions on the fast chat. And also, Ron, since it's Friday, we've started to do this, and I feel that our listeners really appreciate it. Most people in the U.S. anyway work a Monday to Friday work week, and Friday night kind of is, you know, hopefully a good time to relax, but also people have been dealing with a lot of stuff all week. So I was wondering if we could perhaps just do some clearings before we get really into stuff tonight so that people feel really good listening to the show.
Okay. So, let's see here. Let's do a pain clearing for people. Maybe had pain during the week here. We'll see. So, one, releasing some pain. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay. I was thinking also of, you know, because you've often done this before for Friday anxiety that a lot of people are suffering with.
Okay, anxiety. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
So we'll see what else we have there. I think we have a caller on. So I need to know about a paranormal experience that you had today. If you don't have a paranormal experience, then we're only taking calls. So if you had something strange happening to you, that's what we need to know about. So we'll see who the caller is here. So back to you, I guess, Ann.
Hi. Okay. Well, let me say hello. Do we have a caller on the line now?
Yes, hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
It's hard to interpret paranormal, but I guess it could go in different facets. But the 2 inches below the navel area, what these little critters in my body, what are they?
It feels like you have some type of, like, little white type of maggot energy that's invisible. But that's what I would suggest. If you want to get on the alien attack page and look at that, and maybe specify that coming in. That's
okay.
Kind of what I'm looking up here. So that still would be paranormal things attaching to you.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask, when people have emotional conflicts, I think, Ron, you suggested
that may not be a paranormal question. So all
what,
I can
emotional
do
conflicts?
Paranormal. Yeah, I just need to know paranormal stuff.
Oh, okay. I guess that's all I have then
okay.
On that. Maybe this is paranormal. I think this might be paranormal. When a person is in a church and they give their spirit away to the head minister and the deacon, and then they decide whether you go to the light or darkness, then when you command your spirit back again to you, then you decide if you go to the light or the darkness. That's up to you. Then you would realize that you would have an eternal spirit then at that time instead of a body. Isn't that true?
Well, when you give your spirit away to somebody, and that could happen. A lot of churches that people speak in tongues, I know that Pentecostals do that. So you may not get all of your spirit back to you. As it comes back after you leave that service. So, you know, I don't know what else to say on that, but you never want to leave your body, you know, and you never want to give yourself away to somebody because they could be, you know, torturing your spirit. So that's, and again, that's everybody's free choice. So maybe not everybody understands what's happening. And they may feel warm and fuzzy as they're having this process done. And that's what the dark side does, is make you feel like something is really going on and it's great and it's wonderful, but you have to be aware of situations that could be happening to you. Well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. And I do understand that sometimes people are so odd or acting so strange around us that you can feel like emotional issues are paranormal, I think, Ron, especially if you're around some church people, because that's, you know, really not a good energy. Okay. I really felt like the other clearing that was called for getting us out of our week or our work week was a trauma clearing. Could we have that one more sample, Ron?
Okay, so here we go. So, one, two, this is for trauma, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, boy, that's rough, nine and ten, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, that's still pretty rough. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, there we go. Now let's click it in. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I guess we all needed that somehow, so thank you very much. Okay, we have several emails that have been sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and if anyone else has any other comments, testimonials, or questions, go ahead and send them there. I have that open right now. So, a week ago, Ron, you did clone body part clearing. When you did it, my heart chakra got warm. How can I get back a real heart? Let's talk about clones a little bit.
Okay, so sometimes when we do clearings, you actually start to feel more energy coming into you. And so the question, I guess, would be, well, I felt more energy. Is that really a clone body part attached? Hard to say yes and hard to say no. Mainly because it could be. I do that on my expo shows a lot. I'll make somebody's hand real, and it feels different, and that's probably because they have robotic programs on it. And it can be pretty disconcerting. So I guess the question is your heart a cloned heart? That's kind of hard to say. I can't really disclose that, probably with anybody. But what we'll do is take away the energy to help you out. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And just see if you're feeling a little, maybe a little better right now. What can happen is you can have the energy coming to you from even a cloned energy or an entity, making it look like you have a cloned part in your body. So I would kind of suggest that it could be an entity or something attached to you. And if something leaves, then more than likely when it leaves, you are feeling much better, mainly because the energy is no longer attached to you. So we could try another one of those here. Everybody, why don't you just pick a location in your body, and we will see what's connected to you and release the energies if we can. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do one for, like, the robotic energies that's connected to you. One, two, three, four, and heavy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and it's great that you brought up robotic issues, because we had someone write in that they were having an issue with their arm in a robotic, you know, situation. They wanted it cleared. Is it are robotic issues and clone issues very different, or are they very similar, or what? Does it even matter to know the difference, what's going on?
No, it wouldn't make any difference, because what are you going to do with it, you know?
Right, they're both kind of not supposed to be there.
Right, they both shouldn't be there, yeah. So that's kind of how I look at it, you know. It really won't make a difference of what's going on. It's just that, you know, they shouldn't be there. So anyway.
Right. So the kind of secondary or second part of that last email was, you know, is there a healing to bring back clone parts of us? And I don't think there is. There are cloned bodies clearing, like if they're on other Earths or other timelines and that kind of thing. So probably the best thing is our eight-hour calls, right, Ron, on the weekends?
Yeah. Want to get on the calls, you know, in order to have some kind of relief.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely that's true.
Okay, now let me get back to our emails. Thank you very much for sending that email. Also last Friday, we talked about two suns coming, you know, at the same time. And at this very date at sunset, the Jewish New Year celebration happened. They have a different timeline, a different calendar year. So could that have had something to do with it? Could there have been an overlap in New York? Because in New York, there are a lot of Jewish people.
I don't know if Jewish people would make any difference.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, a time overlay, you know, is what you could be looking at, seeing two different timelines.
You know, when you see the two suns.
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, that you're seeing two suns on, or another sun on another timeline bleeding through, which could look real. You know, it's kind of hard to say what that would be, but it is interesting that it happened. So if only a few people saw it, and there is pictures that I saw on YouTube with two suns that may have happened at other times, maybe in the last year. And if you just Google two suns, you know, you probably see some videos or something of that same two suns. So it doesn't matter typically when or where it happened. Why are they showing up? So I guess the answer would be, I would say either there's something out there coming here, and everybody should see it. If they don't see it, then what's happening? Then again, what I would say is, you know, what timeline are you viewing? So if you don't see it, then that means that you're not looking at that timeline, and, you know, it may be okay. But you got to remember that, you know, things do happen, and it may not be, you know, a good thing. So it can be kind of confusing for some people if you try to communicate with someone about what's going on, and they didn't see it, and they think that you're crazy, you know. But you could point out, you know, the YouTube, or just Google it. You do a search on it, and you will see probably pictures there. And that's probably your best bet is to timelines coming together, or maybe one timeline showing it. It just depends where the person is, if they're live to view it. So one person may see it, one may not. But when you have pictures of it, it's pretty hard, from the past, but you're seeing a picture that is not in the moment. So you are seeing a picture from the past, and something is happening. And, more than likely, I'd just say somebody's playing with the timelines, whether it's below ground or above ground here or something is happening, and they're trying to show this to people. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, this to me is almost the same question that we asked, or I asked before, robotic programming or robotic changes in our bodies and cloning the same. And someone's asking about the nanotechnology versus robotic programming. Is that also just another example of how these dark ETs are trying to control us and put stuff into our bodies?
Yeah, and the nano could activate robotic programs. So typically, your robotic program is in the now, and it doesn't mean that there's outside, air that you're breathing to activate it. You know, it's just being activated because somebody somewhere is pulling your string like a puppet. And that would be the robotic programs, and that could be already induced inside of you. And also, it could be activated as time moves forward throughout the year. So, but mainly the robotic program will stand on its own anytime. So the nano stuff is always changeable. And I would say typically it'd be for the worse, not for the better. So, everybody does have the... here we go, everybody. I'll do a sample for this. I want everybody to get up and walk, and I want you to count 10 steps. And just walk and count 10 steps. And then we're going to do a clearing for robotic programs, and I want you all then to do the same thing over again. So go up, walk your 10 steps, and come back, and sit down. I'd rather have you go in a straight line if you can, rather than... or even in a slight circle. But don't backtrack, okay? You don't want to backtrack. You don't want to do five up and five back. So you want to go in one direction. And we'll give everybody a minute to do this here. And I would... It feels like I'd say everybody is probably done. So now sit down. What we're going to do is work with your legs now. And we're going to take away the robotic program that you're using to walk, say a minute or so ago. And we'll see if you walk different. If you're going to stand straighter, we'll find out what you experience. So here we go. One, taking this robotic program away that you just were connected to from walking. Now you're sitting. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now I want you to get up and walk again. Walk the same in the same path that you had before and do your 10 steps. And see if you can feel a noticeable difference in the way you're walking. Take note of your body now. Are you straighter? Do you have less pressure when you're walking? Maybe before you limped and now you're not limping. We'll just see what we have on the fast chat. If somebody would like to call in about this one particular situation that we're just doing right now, that would be fine. So, and I'd like to have... maybe some of the newbies out there, newer callers or listeners call in. So, and you're probably coming back now to sit down. And I'm going to do one more clearing for you. And I want to clear your your speech pattern as you were probably counting your steps, okay? So here we go. I'm going to clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, get up and walk again, and now count as you take your steps, you know, 1 through 10, and see if your voice has changed a little bit. So we'll see here. So back to you, and you're probably walking, so that probably is not too good.
Well, can you explain, because you mentioned if you're a newbie, you know, why you did that clearing of the counting and the speech patterns? Because maybe if you just tuned in, you know, that would kind of throw people.
Yeah. I'd like to see what they're experiencing. And naturally, a newbie would be maybe give some more information to other people than the person who's been listening all the time.
Right. But I meant, like, why did you, you cleared us counting, actually, right? In our
counting?
Yeah.
Your voice would change. You should have your voice would change a little bit. If you're doing a robotic program with your voice. So let's have a caller call in. You know, if you haven't called in for a while, that'd be fine, too. Kind of want to have, I'd like to have a newbie call in, you know, a person that's only been listening for a short time, just to get an idea of, you know, how things are going with you and what you think of this clearing. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, I can tell you that I feel, wow, especially from about my waist down, like really, like nicely kind of energized. Does that make sense? Like, not like I want to run around, but I just feel like I just did a lot of stretching.
Okay. Just,
I guess how I'd put it. So I guess what I was getting at a little bit there is, you know, mind control and our thinking and how that can hurt us and harm us also. Oh, someone said, my hips seem aligned and lighter. Legs feel as if they are weightless. My legs definitely felt lighter and less regimented. Well, thank you. They all put that in better words than I did. Someone said, huge difference. Someone said, I feel straighter, and someone else said, a straight, poised, and relaxed walk. Wow, that's a lot of testimonials. Thank you, everyone. It's nice for Ron to know that we're, you know, what our experiences are. Of course, we are getting the healings, but it's nice to have some feedback, so thank you. That was a lot of feedback. Thanks so much for doing that, Ron.
That's very good. Yeah, I appreciate that, everybody, for commenting.
Okay. Now, wow. Okay, since I kind of brought up mind control, there is such a thing. And today, on Ron's suggestion, I ran, you know, as he's been suggesting, the Alien Head Connectors release, which is a free clearing on the website, and I suggest everyone do that if you haven't already. And then Ron has more recently said, try to do it as often as you can. And it's disturbing to feel something when you do that, Ron, because that means that they are continually connecting to us. So thank you so much for that gift of that free clearing. And we have a question about mind control. Is it possible that everyone voting today in the federal elections is voting under a mind control? And he's from Australia.
Well, I can't say that everybody would be, but if you step back and you look to see what people do, practitioners do for doing spells on people and stuff, then I would probably suggest that maybe the person that is who would like to win probably has paid off somebody to do that. You know, I don't see anything that, you know, that would more than likely be the case, okay? Whether the people are actually real in their bodies or not, that's hard to say, too. And is it already decided before that maybe the person who is going to win has already been decided to win? You know, they've talked about it, and maybe it's already in the plans maybe 5 years ago. So that can go all different directions. So it's hard to say. So I think we're kind of all on the same page there. So
right.
What I'll probably do with the people, if you like this robotic clearing, I think I'll give everybody the robotic clearing for the people who get on the intensive. That will be, you know, a week from this coming Saturday, the 15th. So I'll get the codes for that, and you can do the clearing for 1 month. And that might help you out tremendously. You may have a problem that you're just trying to get rid of, and it doesn't seem to go away. And maybe this robotic clearing may help to clear you. So I'll be giving that away for this month for people who are on the call. So you can go in there and do a robotic clearing on yourself as often as you'd like.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's very nice and very generous of you. We even have more comments about that clearing that you did. Someone said, I think I already said my hips seemed aligned and lighter. I'm not sure, but I don't want to skip one. Then my voice seems to be projecting better. My posture was better walking. When I started, I guess I mean their steps were shorter length, and after clearing, their steps were longer, like a longer walk. I would think that's a good thing because that would mean your legs are stretching and sort of more relaxed. I know when I'm tense or nervous, I tend to take shorter steps, and then I feel physically better when I take a longer step. There's a lot of difference in my steps. So thank you, everyone. That was, you know, more healings. So, I mean, more testimonials, and thank you, Ron, so much for those clearings for us. Okay. Okay, and thank you for saying that if we go on the intensive for the month of September, we can do that robotic clearing for free. That'll be really exciting. Okay, on the person that asked the question about the mind control in around this election, and I'm sure, you know, as you said, I'm not surprised. Yeah, it probably is a lot of mind control. So his follow-up to that is, what would happen if it was lifted off of them, you know, in one day? Would they then vote more heart-centered and, I guess, be more heart-centered?
It depends who is controlling their energy. So, you know, you have the robotic program that could make them do something, and then you also have the mind control. So, you know, what's the mind control, you know, doing, and how is it going to affect somebody, you know, and ever, is it going to be, you know, ongoing, or do they change it every minute? So, I just don't know, you know, it's kind of like swatting flies, you know, you may get some flies that you see around you, but are more going to come. Remember, you need to get rid of those programs. That's why we have the alien head connector clearing and the satellite one to help get rid of some of that stuff, too. So, you know, unfortunately, we're in their realm of experience. We're in the stew. So, anyway, it might be fine. I don't know. But you need to find out where you are, how much it's affecting you, and if you start releasing it, maybe you have an old program, or an old robotic program on you, you know, for 30 years, and it working fine for 30 years, and you release it, maybe the aliens aren't watching. Maybe they watched you when they first put it on 30 years ago, and only for maybe a couple of years, so maybe they're monitoring you, because they're getting mileage out of you for the first 2 years, and for 28 years. Now you're following that same pattern, not knowing how and why, and you think that is normal. And it probably would be normal to you because you're not changing anything. And then all of a sudden it gets cleared away, and you go, wow, that's strange. You know, I used to always, scratch my left arm, just for some no good reason. I just used to always scratch my left arm. And, with your right hand or right fingers. And now you do the clearing and it goes away and you go, wow, that's really weird. Well, it could be that. So that's what we're looking at, is trying to release robotic programs from people. And it's all very interesting once you sort of catch on to what's happening. And we do have solutions, so I guess that's one advantage to what we talk about here, on BBS, and whenever I do, the expos and things, the website is full of solutions, how to get out of it. I think most other people probably will not even venture where I'm going when I talk about stuff, because they have no way to help you, and if they do, then, you're leaving with this awful situation that you just heard about. And you have nothing that you can do about it. I watched people, went to a couple of conferences a long, long time ago. They were like conspiracy ones, And you have the people up there talking about different things going on with the government, et cetera. They're probably plants from the government talking to you about all these awful situations and stuff. And, the person saying how bad it is and, we got to change this, and the whole audience is going, yeah, this is awful, but wow, we got to change this. Well, after they walk out of that door, then nothing they're going to do to change anything, They have no tools to do anything with. And now they get the rock on their stomach because they go, oh, man, this guy exposed this to me. And how do I deal with this here? Some of the people leave those type of events probably completely traumatized because they're hearing so much information about what's happening that they don't know what to do with it. And whether it's true or not, they heard about it, and now it can become real for them in their own experience. So that's the way they get tagged sometimes, is to hear something and the mind control patterns come in from the beyondo and you get hooked up. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And we have an email testimonial about your clearing earlier I want to share. After Ron cleared our counting, my voice became higher and more song-like. So, wow, that clearing really affected a lot of people, Ron.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for doing that. Let me just check the fast chat if there are any more. Okay. That's it. Okay. Now, back to our emails. Someone sent an email. It's kind of, I lost it, I'm sorry. I'll just paraphrase. And again, I it's almost a repeat question, Ron, but it's kind of interesting. This person walked into a shopping center today, or recently, and felt immediately that the service people were all like robots. And they're wondering, are there also cyborgs among us?
Yeah, I would say that is correct also. Although they are going to bleed and cry and maybe not have emotions, so maybe crying may not be the right thing, but they will have attributes of a human. And they will have internal body parts typically, although I'll go a step further here. Let's just say that you do see this cyborg person, skin is perfect, they look nice, and they may be running an energy in them which is strictly from the beyondo, okay? Maybe they don't have a heart, maybe they don't have any lungs. Now, we'll say that they walk out the store, maybe ahead of you because their shift is over with, and all of a sudden they get hit by a car, and you see the person on the ground and they're bleeding. Well, what could have happened there? Well, very possibly they may have switched the replica out, the clone person, the cyborg, and made it look human to have internal body parts and everything else. So, yeah, they can't do that. and I'm sure it's done all the time. So, yeah, you could be dealing with somebody who does not have anything inside of them except just a frame, but they are living because they have programs, working with them. And if they get into a situation to where they're operated on or something, then they look like normal. So, yeah, remember, time is off and on, off and on, off and on, like your clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, okay? And it's turned off, and then the off state is where they can change everything. They could just reinsert somebody in there with physical body parts that are real and recreate the person. But maybe the one that was here doing the work is maybe trying to get intel, information to report back on how humans are behaving and stuff. And that's a possibility. Or just checking out what's here. Maybe they're sightseeing. And things do happen strangely. It was a YouTube video, and I think these people were from Sweden. This was probably about 3 years ago, I believe. And the two women, I think, were sisters, and they're running on the freeway. Somebody might remember that. And I think one got hit by a car or a semi or something, and she kind of like bounced back to life again and started yelling at the policeman, and the policeman couldn't hold him down. And it was quite something to watch this whole thing take place as these maybe non-humans were having an experience, probably not knowing what to do on the freeway. Maybe they didn't have any information that they can get run over, okay? Maybe they thought that these vehicles would stop, or they had no clue whatsoever. So you could probably watch that. I think it was from Sweden. And anyway, it's just one of those strange things. Maybe not too strange once you start catching on that this is a strange place anyway. But remember the old song by the Doors, people are strange, It's probably true. So back to you.
Yeah, it certainly does feel that way, Ron. Okay, we have several questions, actually, and a request about basically what's going on in the world and what's going on with the special forces. And someone asked if we could ask for their protection throughout the night tonight.
The special forces don't do that.
Okay.
They're out fighting the aliens, and I have no control over them to protect you or not, but they have their own job working with Timeline and getting rid of the aliens. So they don't do that. So we have most of the countries, if not all of them, online. The Chinese joined quite a while ago, and they're very, very good because they'll only engage the aliens if they can win. So they have a whole different way of looking at stuff. Maybe the alien race that they are, we'll say, has a lot more maybe intel. Maybe they're a lot more cautious, but they will come in and do battles. I have seen that, but they have to win, and they won't take chances where the other forces are almost that they have to come in and do something. But the Chinese are, and they're very stealth. They come in, hit, and leave. That's about what they do. And they, very good. So, and the Russians are very similar, too. Had a lot of good experience with the Russians out there, helping me with different events and situations and stuff. But anyway, I'm not too much involved with it right now because I'm so busy with other things, so I don't really monitor what's going on that much. Sometimes I get put into the mix and I know about it, but most of the time things are just happening outside my realm of consciousness. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. And there was another question from someone else about China being involved or not, and you've already answered that, so thank you so much. Okay, we're getting very close to the end, and we have a nice testimonial here. You helped a listener, with her request to help her brother, who was in the hospital and had had a heart attack. And the next day, after your help, my brother regained full consciousness. And the next day, they removed his breathing tube. So that's very nice. And on behalf of this listener, thank you for that, Ron. But then, during the procedures, of course, the man's in the hospital. And you mentioned to her that your brother has 18 emotional bodies, so he must need a lot of emotional things going on, and his body created 18 emotional bodies to protect him.
Oh, well, those are entities.
Okay.
Yeah, what he had was being in the hospital, like I've sort of mentioned to people off and on. I believe he was dealing with maybe a respiratory problem where he had, you know, the tubes maybe in his nose to breathe oxygen. So right away, entities came into him from the hospital, and he had 18 really strong ones. And the person's bodies died that these came from, and probably because they released the life support. And so these energies... I believe we got him released here so that he wouldn't freak out. So naturally, if that was taken away, and you have, in a sense, a blueprint, what is called, of the emotional bodies of people who die, that blueprint is right there to take over once those tubes are released. But what do the entities know? Well, the person died, so they're in a lot of fear and anxiety, and they could actually traumatize the body enough to... make it no longer breathe and go through the dying process. So that's what can happen. So that kind of rings a bell with anybody. Maybe you know somebody who's in a situation in the hospital and they're freaking out, not wanting something done. Well, that's because they're probably have entities put into them. And the entities are running their life and they don't want to have something released or fixed or something because the entities knew that could have killed them. So, and that could probably be a good thing maybe once in a while. Maybe the entities don't like a certain doctor, right? Well, I'll sideways here a little bit. So let's just say you're in for a simple operation and you pick up 10 entities as they're hanging around that doctor, okay, and the doctor is not very good. And the entities now come into you and try to rally your case saying, don't have the guy operate on me. So now you're in fear about the operation. And maybe the entities know that this doctor killed their bodies. That's a possibility. Remember, that could be something that you could say, oh, my guidance is coming through. I shouldn't have this doctor. Well, it could be the entities trying to rattle your cage, you know, like, hey, man, wake up here. So you may have had that too, everybody, or something similar. So, but typically you don't want to have entities because they'll start to take over your body. So I guess we'll probably end our program here. Anything else you want to add? We have a week from tomorrow will be our four-hour body rejuvenation series, Ascension Call. It'll be a four-hour call next Saturday, but I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, and also tomorrow night is our next BBS radio show. It starts at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. We will have an opportunity to visit Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So if you haven't experienced that, that's a good way to kind of test the waters. And thank you all for your participation tonight. And there are quite a few emails I didn't even get to, Ron, and a couple of questions. So they'll be there either for another show or perhaps even just next paranormal night. I know we're really we're pushing it here on the time, but could we do a quick heart centering?
Sure,
drop
we'll do the
our
mind
thoughts to heart center, and then we'll say goodnight.
Okay, so the mind to heart drop must command your spirit to help you out and to do this process for you. So we're going to take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. You should be doing daily, everybody. Maybe five times a day or more. And here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, everybody, there you go. So your heart centered, and if you were on the call earlier today, we did the wonderful sleeping water, so you're probably going to be having that now. If you're back east, it's 11 o'clock, so blessings, everybody, if you're somewhere else in the country or world, maybe even later. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.